Henderson's Boys, Eagle Day, by Robert Muchamore. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227. Part 1. 15th of June 1940 to the 16th of June 1940, Bordeaux, France. Germany invaded France in May 1940. Within 6 weeks, Paris had fallen and French troops were in full retreat. Millions of terrified civilians had fled south ahead of the invasion. After withdrawing its beaten army at Dunkirk, France's ally, Britain, laid plans for a network of spies inside German-occupied Europe, known as leave-behinds. But the swift German advance led to the capture of British intelligence headquarters in Amsterdam, and details of the entire spy network fell into enemy hands. MI6 operatives in Belgium, Holland and France were either captured and executed or forced to flee. By the time the Germans took Paris on the 14th of June, only one British spy continued operating in France, a 33-year-old Royal Navy commander attached to an obscure department known as the Espionage Research Unit. His name was Charles Henderson. Henderson was tasked with stealing the blueprints for a revolutionary miniature radio transceiver. On the night of the 15th of June, Henderson reached the port of Bordeaux, less than 150 kilometres ahead of the German invaders. He had a leather case containing the prized blueprints, three young companions...